test was 7.
Either way, this will work.
They're getting us there.
Okay, the mitzvah that we saw yesterday, in response to the question that he asks, how can you do the chilul in the case of the Maaseh Sheni, where you gave money for the wrong purchase, for the wrong commodity, how can you machalel the money? So we saw a big chidush in the Ritva. Ritva's question was based on Eina B'Shusa. Tosus raised the question because Tosus assumes in the question it's Eina Shalo, because Tosus thought that the money belongs to the Mocher, it's just that he has to give back other money, but the money is the Mocher's. So you seek in Machal Gavash Eina Shalo, so how can there be an issue of Eina B'Shusa here? Which Tosus answers initially that the money really does not belong to the Mocher, it's considered like a Gezel. He has to give the money back, and therefore we're left with only the Chassan of Eina B'Shusa, and therefore you could assume that that b'raisa goes like Tznuin. That's what Tosa says in the first teretz, and Tosa says in another teretz, it's a Knas. The Ritva asked the Kasha of Eina B'Shusa, doesn't want to say that this goes according to Tznuin. So how do you explain how you could machalel this money that you gave to the Mocha for the Maaseh Sheni? He says, the Ritva says that since the money did not come to the Mocha b'toras Gezel, but rather b'toras Mekach u'Memka, and the Mocha thought that this was a proper purchase and the money no longer is Maaseh Sheni, and if he were here and we would tell him to return it, he would have certainly done so. So it's an honest mistake, and he's not really holding it back b'kavana. Therefore, this money has the status of a b'kadum. And therefore, the lokeach has the right to be machalel it, because it's considered to be in his rishus as well, just like any time a mafkid can do something to the chayfetz that's b'yad acher b'toras b'kadon, so he can therefore machalel the money. So this chidush of the Ritva, we pointed out yesterday that the Ksos takes issue with this. The Ksos assumes Tosus must have argued on the Ritva. That's what Tosus doesn't, it has to say, it goes like Tznu, and Tosus doesn't accept the Ritva's chidush. The Ksos has a number of kashas on this sheet of the Ritva. Therefore, the Ksos assumes that since you still need Hamada Bedin in order to officially get your money back, the fact that if he would know, he would give it back, that does not make it like a Bikadin to be Rishusa. That's the first part of the Ritva. The Ritva, though, is interesting. The Ritva goes on and says, Masha Enkin Begazlin. So the Ritva contrasts the case here of the Mocher, where it was a mistake, it was a toast, and if he would know, he would give the money back, to the case of Gazlan, that if we would tell him to give the money back, he would not listen. And that seems to be the distinguishing factor, according to the Ritva, that Gazlan is different. Why is a case of Gzeil called Eina B'Shusa? Because the Gazlin would not listen, would not wish to give it back. So I'd like to just take a minute to focus on this second part of the Ritva. In other words, it would seem from the Ritva that if the Gazlin would be cooperating and he'd be willing, and if you would tell him, he would say, fine, that would already be called Rishuso as well. Even though Chora, the Gazlin, just by the fact that he's a Gazlin, it's different than the case of Mocher. The Mocher came to him b'toras Mekach, and a Gazlin, it came to him b'toras Gzela. But for the Ritva, that wouldn't make it in a Rishuso. It's the fact that Lo Habitza Yisran, that seems to be the factor for the Ritva that makes it in a Rishuso, that he wouldn't listen. So let's take a minute just to explore a little bit about Eina B'Shusa. Okay, we'll have to see obviously more and more about this as the sugya unfolds, but just to introduce something very basic. I mentioned yesterday the Gemara B'Metzia, where Rav Yochanan's klal also is mentioned, but it's mentioned along with another klal. There are two klalim that seem to parallel one another with regard to Eina B'Shusa. One by Metaltelin and one by Karka. The Gemara says, on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph in B'Metzia, the statement of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman formulated the following rule: Kol mamon she'en yachol lotzio b'dayanim, hekdesho eino hekdesh. That if you have money biyad acher, in the hands of somebody else, that you're not in a position, you don't have eidim. You would not be able to extract that money bedin. That prevents you from making a chalos hegdish on the money, because that means it's not b'rishus. That seems to be Rav Nachman's rule. It's because it's ein yachol tzio b'dayanim. To which the Gemara raises the question, ha yachol tzio b'dayanim hegdesho kadosh. It sounds as if I would be able to be motzi the money by Beis Din, then it would be a valid hegdish. I could be magdish it. Afa gav delo afke, even if I did not actually take it out. How could that be? How could Rav Nachman apply that? V'ha'am Rav Yochanan, gazav onis yeshu abaylim, shneim eni mechom ragdisho, zelofish enu shalov, zelofish enu b'shuso. So you see from Rav Yochanan that in the case of gezel, neither can be magdishit, even the nigzal has no right to be magdishit. Even though presumably the nigzal has the eidim, he'd be able to be motzi b'dayanim. And nevertheless, it's called Enem B'Shusa. That's the Kash of the Gemara. Rashi explains, She'ena B'Shusa, Zelfi She'ena B'Shusa, V'hastam G'zela, says Rashi, Yecholin Lotzia B'Dayanim. Stam a case of Zela, ordinarily, you would say there are Eidim, and that could be Motzi B'Dayanim. And nevertheless, Eino Yochel Agdisho, because Eino B'Shusa. But from Rashi I see, this Rashi, that Rav Nachman's Klal is also based on the Yisod of Eino B'Shusa. Were I to say that Gzela, Stam Gzela, is Eino Yochel Tzi B'Dayanim, then Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan are squaring one with the other. Rav Nachman's formulation of Mamon She'Eino Yochel Tzi B'Dayanim would be exactly the same thing as saying Zel Fish Eino B'Shusa. In other words, that's Rav Nachman's call is also an Eino B'Shuso idea, but there it's predicated on the fact that Eino Yachol Tzio B'Dayanim, that I can't be motzi the Mamun Alpidin. And Rav Yochanan, on the other hand, said Gezel, and Stam Gezel is Yachol Tzio B'Dayanim. That's the Gemara's kash. And the Gemara brought Rav Nachman in related to the case of the Mesusa, the bath that they were arguing about. So the Gemara answers, Mi Sabbath the Mesusa Metaltrin Askinan. The mesusa mekakoyaskina, the chiyachorot zibedayonim b'shusay kaima. I'm talking about a mesusa that's in the karka. It's built into the ground. So Rashi explains. Therefore, kohecha deisei b'shus mare kaima. When it comes to something which is karka, is always considered to be in the b'shus of the owner. The karka en nixeles. And that's why the issue would be totally only in the criteria that Rav Nachman mentioned, which is whether it's Eino Yachol Tzi B'Dayanim or Yachol Tzi B'Dayanim. If we're talking about Metaltrin, where Metaltrin is Shtarech Gzeira, Metaltrin is Nigzeles, so then Rav Yochanan's Klal is correct, that even though Stam Gzeira is Yachol Tzi B'Dayanim, but nevertheless the Nigzal has no right to be Magdish, because the Chavetz was stolen from him, and therefore that's Eino B'Shusa. Masheki by karka, where it's not chal the inyan of gzela, because karka ain't nixelas. So by karka, the only ain't a b'shuso would be the cloud that Rav Nachman set out. In other words, if it's ain't a yachot siyo b'dayanim, if it's yachot siyo b'dayanim, by karka you could be magdish. By metaltrin, on the other hand, either way, even if it's yachot siyo b'dayanim and I have eidim, nevertheless, since its inyan of gzela took place, therefore, it's called Eino B'Shusa. Rabbi Kiva Eger here, again, without getting all tied down with the whole sugya, because he uses it as a kasha on the sugya itself, but he uses the expression of kinyan negzela. Kiva Eger assumes that when the Gemara is explaining that by metaltelin, you have the problem of Eino B'Shusa, even though I have the ability to be motzi bedin, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, but what is really the difference between metaltelin and karka? That metaltrin is shayach gzela and karka is b'shusa demarikaim. Rabbi Kiveger says, "Iker hachiluk bein metaltrin lemekakoy de metaltrin nigzalin become with b'shusa de gazlin mikli ena b'shusa da nigzal." Avo karka en nigzalis v'lo kam b'shusa de gazlin. But therefore, you would assume, Rabbi Kiveger assumes that metaltrin, where there was no kinyan gzela, let's say you stole but you didn't do a ma'isa kinyan, Like, for example, the Mishnah later on in Test talks about various cases. You have to be Magbiyah, the God has to do Maisa Kinyan. So that would not create the problem of the Inner B'Shuso, assuming there are Eda. Because in that regard, it would be like Karka. Kivega's assumption. That's something you could take issue with, maybe, but Kivega just assumes that it's not just the fact that it's Metaltalin, but it's the fact that it's Metaltalin that you can have automatically Kinyan Exela when you have Exela of Metaltalin. Okay, let's say he didn't pick it up. You know, he slept it up. He never really did a proper kinyan. Or in the case over here, where mesuzah, they were arguing about, is it mine, is it yours? So there was no actual ma'aseh gzeirah, the case of the sugya mesuzah. That's why he asked, why did I have to assume that mesuzah was a case of mesuzah mekarkoi? The more could have really stayed with mesuzah metaltali, but really it would have the same din as mesuzah karka because it's no kinyan gzeirah. That was the point of Kivega's comment, to raise a question in the Gemara itself. That's the context of that sugya. But in any event, what we see in this Gemara, that there are seemingly two different ways that you can have a situation of Eino B'Shuso, that it can't be Magdish. You have the Klal of Rav Nachman that talked about Karka, and in that case, it's only when I can't be Motzi B'Dayanim, I don't have the proper Edim, I wouldn't be successful in Beis Din to get it back, that's where I have no right to be Magdish, it's Eino B'Shuso. And I also have the case of Metaltalin, where even if I am able to be Motzi Dayanim, but right now, it's still called Eino B'Shuso. Because Metaltalin, Gzela is Chala Metaltalin, with Kivega's point, it's Kinyan Gzela, that's why it's considered Eino B'Shuso, even though it's Yachal Otsir B'Dayan. That's in Yanenu that we see in this Gemara B'Metzir. Now let's just try to explain what this means. What does it mean that there's the din of Metaltalin, that no matter what, it's called Eino B'Shuso? And it's din of Karka, where if it's Eino Yachol Tzir B'Dayanim, that's called Eino B'Shuso. So the Pashup Shat would be that really, we're not talking about two different types of Eino B'Shuso. Eino B'Shuso is defined in the following way. I don't have the proper Shlita, the proper control over this Chayf, over this thing, over my assets. I don't have the full shlita over it. Now that can be in two different manifestations. In the case of karka, where the etzem, the gzeir wasn't chal here, so wherever it is, it's in my reshus. So what causes the karka not to be considered under my shlita, to take away my control? The fact that the toil, I can't access it because I won't be able to get him off my karka. I won't be able to get it back for myself because I won't have Eidim. So that's the way that it's considered to be not tachas shilitasi, that it's called Eino B'Shuso by virtue of the fact that it's Eino Yachal Lotzir B'Dayanim. By Metaltalin, even if I would be able to get it back, but since right now there is a Gazlin here that took it and is using it and he's controlling it, and he has Kinyan Gzeila. So that's what diminishes my control. The fact that there is a Gazlan here that has it, and he has acquired it in a certain sense. So that's what diminishes my control. So it's really all the same underlying bottom line issue. The bottom line issue of Eino B'Shuso, be it by Metaltalin, by Yachal Lotzir B'Dayanim, be it by Kaka, by any Yachal Lotzir B'Dayanim, is the fact that I don't have the same kind of control and access that I would otherwise have. In the case of Metaltalin, even though I technically could get it back, but the fact is right now it's Tachas Shemitas Acher. He has his Kinyan Exela here. So that's what takes away my Shlita over the Chepetz. That's what makes it a B'Shusa. In the case of Karka, where basically it isn't my Rishus, and except that I can't get it back, that's what takes away my Rishus. That's how one way I think would more intuitively approach this Gemara. But there is a lot of Torah here that's said, it's made out of this Gemara, and a lot of Achronim like to say, I found in Divrei Yecheskel like this, and or Sameach I think has this somewhere. A lot of Achronim like to learn that really we can say that there are two distinct inyanim of Eino B'Shuso, two distinct dinim of Eino B'Shuso. One din of Eino B'Shuso is the first halacha that we just described, that it means that I have a weakened shlita here over my assets. It's I don't have the same control, and that's what takes away Rishusi. That's in the situation of Eino Yachol Tzi B'dayan. If it's Yachol Tzi B'dayan, so what do you mean? It isn't. I can access it. I just go to the base and I get it back. But if I can't do that, I won't be successful. That's the chesaron in Rishusi that I just described. What about this other halacha that Rav Yochanan says, that by metaltelin, even if I could get it back, even the case with Yachol Tzi B'dayan, but there's also a problem in Rishusi. So that must be a new din. What is that din? What's that din about? That's where the Onag Yanta, for example, yesterday talks about, and he says that's what it all comes down to, but we're saying that there's two halachas. That what that is the fact that the Gazlin has Kinyan Gzela, that creates a problem in a Rishusi. It's not that the Kinyan Gzela are Hechet Timsa, that therefore it's not called that I have the Shlita. It's that halacha itself, that din, that the Gazlin has kinyanim in my chefetz, that takes away my power to be magdish. Not because it's a way to say I don't have the regular shrita that I normally have, so it's just a way to get to the point that now it's viewed as Eino Rishus, so in the same way that on a case of Eino Yachol Tzi B'dayan is Eino Rishus. So in this case, even though technically I can get it back from Beis Din, but his having his control, that takes away my access. No, it's that alone, the din that the Gazan has Kinyan Gzela, that itself creates a problem of Rishusa. Ad Kedekach, that for example, they would say as follows, I think the Or Samech says this, I don't remember where, that maybe we'll say as follows, that the case of Tznuin, this that the Tznuin say that you can Magdash Davashen Rishusa, maybe all they meant to say was that the second din that we just talked about, that where it's Yachol Lo Tzi B'dayan, but there's Kinyan Gzela, so that should create its own issue called Eino Rishus, so they dismiss that. I raise this as a very quickly when Red mentioned Tznuin the other day. Maybe that's what the issue is. They agree fundamentally there's a problem with Eino Rishus, so. But that's only the Eino Rishus of not being under my control. That type of Eino Rishus, so they agree to. But all that they mean to argue on is the Eino Rishus, so that Kinyan Gzela create a problem in Eino Rishus. They say no, it doesn't. But maybe they'd be molded to the other halacha in Rishus. To me, it's a tremendous chiddush. I mean, to anyone, it's a tremendous chiddush. But I think it's a pella from the sugya itself, because pashtus, the case of Tznuin, the Aniyim are malakit. You think that the Tznuin have their guards, two Aden standing there by the field 24 hours, so that any time that the people come in, the Malaktim come in, there are Aden, and it's a situation of Yachol Tzi B'dayanim, and the whole issue is only the din of Kinyan Gzela. Is that really the situation? Pashut Pshat, the Malaktim come in, they look here, they look there, they take what they take, only when they feel that nobody saw them. So I would imagine that the case of Tznuin certainly embraces a case of Eino Yachol Tzi B'dayanim, which is the most basic Eino B'shusa. And yet they hold that you can be Mechala. So I think this Chiddush is very, 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 very hard to accept. I mean, Lamaisa, in terms of the Sugi itself. But the principle of this idea is just interesting, that there could be two different ways that you come to Eino B'shusa. One, just the fact that I can't access it B'din, so it lacks my control. And the other idea is, even if it could access a bedin, but the very idea that there's a gzeira here, that was chal, on my chefetz, that alone creates the barrier for me to be magdish. That's Eino Rishus. So now,
we were saying how we weren't sure if they did it knowing that people were watching them or not.
I imagine they looked, they took
Ganovim. Are they considered Ganovim or Gazlan?
Whatever, it's Nafkamina.
They're Gazlan, we see that.
Because Tosis is the Ganavim, it's not going to be Yishbayim, Tosis is the Kasha. I imagine the Ganavim.
I couldn't have been Aiden, right?
Yeah, Pashta is the Ganavim. But the point is, but maybe they didn't see the Aiden. But do you think that Tznuin had Aiden? I mean, is every situation here a case of Yachol Tzi B'dayanim? I imagine that they didn't have Aiden. But it's still, for them, it doesn't bother them. It's still called Eino Rishus. It's still no problem with Eino Rishus. So even though you have the problem of Eino Yachol Tzi B'dayanim, you have that problem too. So I don't know, to say this in terms of the Sugya is hard. But to hear, at least conceptually, that there could be two different dinim of Eino Rishus. The Pashut Pshat, though, is not that way. The Pashut Pshat, I would think, is that everything boils down to one issue. The issue of Eino Rishus means that I don't have the Shrita that I would normally have and something that belongs to me. And the lack of the normal access and shlita that I normally have, that's the problem. What makes that lack of shlita? What based on what do I not have the access? Either because I couldn't get it in Beis Din, or the fact that someone else is using it and controlling it. So that means I don't have the shlita. Someone else is using it. And he has his kinyan exhale on it. That takes away my shlita. It's just a way to get to that point. Now, to come back to the Ritva, so the Ritva said that on the one hand you have the case of the Mocher, in the case of the Maisa Sheni, where it's a mistake and he would give it back gladly, and that would therefore be considered like a Pikadov. Says the Ritva, on the other hand, Masha'enkin Begazlin, that if we would tell him to give it back, he would not listen to us. So why does the Ritva need that? Because if he would be told to give it back, he wouldn't listen to us. And let's say he would listen and oblige, that would be also like a pikadum. So bishlama, if the idea of ena b'shuso is one issue, it's all question of shlita sabayle. So then the Ritva can make a lot of sense. The Ritva would say that notwithstanding the fact that they're kinyan gzeila, but all kinyan gzeila mean is that even though it's technically yachot tzibah dayanim, but that alone is a way to say that I don't have the right access to my chifetz. Even though I have to go to Beis, I can go to Beis and do it. But meanwhile, he has kinyan gzeila and he's using it, and that takes away my shlita. Says the Ritva, yeah, but what if the gazlan would be cooperating, just like the mocher in this case is cooperating? So that already gives it already much more access. I mean, I have the ability. He's ready. He wants to comply. He's holding it for me already. So that would be good. Then Ritva has to emphasize the fact that the gazlan refuses to give it back. But if we assume that this idea of yachal l'tzibe dayanim by metaltalin creates its own category of ena b'shuso, so there are two categories. There's a category of ena b'shuso mitzad my lack of control. There's another category of ena b'shuso that's based on the fact that the other one has kinyanim in my chefetz. So who cares if the gazlan is willing to give it back? What does that matter? But the fact that there's kinyan gzeila, that takes away. That should still have the problem in a b'shusa. So the Ritva should simply say, Masha'ekin begazlan, because there's kinyan gzeila here, and the mocher is no kinyan gzeila. So why did the Ritva need to add that if you would be told, lo avitza yisran? So I think that the Ritva would have to hold, again, first of all, Udina, that a gazlan who hashtas, he means if gazlan wants to comply, that would take away the problem of ena b'shuso. But I think also that he must have understood that the ena b'shuso always comes down to one issue, and that is that the fact that I have a diminished control here because of X, because of Y, it's all to get to the same point. So therefore, says the Ritva, but if the person who has it is willing to give it back to you, that's a different story. Then it no longer have the Pamein of Bishusa. So again, it's all the Velt says that this issue is really Machokes, the Balmor, and the Ramban. So I gave you also just a couple of lines in a larger piece, but just those two lines or so in the Balmor and the Ramban seem to be arguing in a first glance in this issue also. The Balamor says explicitly there in Daf Yud Ches and Daf Yerif that the Klal of Rav Yochanan, the governor of Yerusha Obayim, Shnei Menuchom Lahagdish. So he says, D'lo Amrinan, the fourth line, D'lo Amrinan Ein B'Shuso B'Davar She'Eino Mesayiv Halo Liten Lo. That's basically the line that we need. That we don't say the problem in a B'Shuso, let's say even by Gzela, by something that the other party is not refusing to give back. If he's prepared to give it back, that eliminates Pamba in a b'shusa. So I think the Baal Mor would have to hold that even if you tell me that Metalton is distinct from Karka because of the fact that there's Chal Gzela here and Rekiv Eger's maybe point that it's a Kenyan Gzela, but that's not the direct Siba for the Pamba in a b'shusa that I can be Magdish directly because of his Kenyan Gzela. Because if that's the case, so what that he wants to give it back? Kinyan Gzela are still here. But rather, the Baal Amar will assume that the whole idea of even the metaltlin Eina B'Shuso is all that based on the fact that you have this gzeila that was chala, and the gazlin has kinyan gzeila, that is what therefore diminishes the control of the bailin. That's what makes Eina B'Shuso. But once he's willing to give it back, so now I have my control, I have my access back. It's just a question of actually getting it, but he's willing to cooperate. So there's no longer Pamir Nebishusa. That's clear for the Baal HaMor. The Ramban, maybe it's not as clear, but this is how the Velt learns it. The Ramban's Lashon is, it's interesting, he doesn't use the words Kinyan Egzela, but what the Ramban does say in arguing at the Baal HaMor, again, the two lines just that relate to the Baal HaMor's comment. V'lozu bilvad ela she'af ha'hefer she'pireish the gods of one is Yeshua Bailim, Enokum. That distinction that the Baal HaMor makes is not so. Even if the other one wants to give it, Enokadosh, Kaman Shibitoras Gezel Hu Etzlo. Hatka. Now, the Ramban doesn't say Kinyon exists. Shibitoras Gezel Etzlo. The way that Rav Chanan learns, among others, the Ramban means that there's an Eina B'Shuso that is created by the fact that there's a Kinyan Gzeila of the Gazlan. So that would mean that even though mitzad the issue of Shrita Sabailin per se, from that perspective, so you shouldn't have a problem here. He's willing to give it back. But there's the other halacha, that by metaltlin, the very fact that you have Kinyan Gzeila, that itself creates the problem of Eina B'Shuso. No, if that's the pshat in the Ramban, certainly the Ritva is against that. The Ritva emphasizes that the fact that the Gazlin doesn't want to give it back, that's what makes the problem of Eino B'Shuso. Otherwise, Kinyan Gzeila wouldn't create Eino B'Shuso. The Ramban says, Kimish Abitur's Gezel, even a Halara Tzalitengo. Basically, that's how the Rav Chanan learns pshat in the Machogis Almor and the Ramban. The only ha'ar I have is I don't know if the Ramban has to mean mamish literally because of kinyan egzela, and therefore to create this new idea that there's two categories of Eina B'Shuso. I don't know, maybe the Ramban just holds that since at the end of the day the egzela, it's still there as egzela. The egzela hasn't ended until you have a mother bedin, and then Beis Din will say tenlo, right? That's the case, that's the formal end to the to the gzeila, to the gneva. So as long as it's still, it came to Torah's Gezel Liyado, and it's still there, so my willingness to cooperate, that does not change the reality. It's still called Eina B'Shuso. So I don't know if you have to build out of the Ramban a whole new category of Eina B'Shuso. That's what every rabbi likes to do in this Ramban. In the Baal HaMor, I think it's clear, without a doubt, that it's all one category. And Kinyan Gzeila by themselves doesn't create Eina B'Shuso. If he wants to cooperate, it's considered B'Shuso. No question in the Baal HaMor what he holds. My shaila is in the Ramban. Does the Ramban mean, because the Ramban learns this mechudesh tekapshat, that there's really two categories of Eina B'Shuso? There's the category of Eina B'Shuso of Eina Yachotzi V'Dayanim, where it's a lack of koach, of shlita, of control, and then there's another category of the fact that there's kinyan gzeila. I don't really see that in the Ramban that well. The Ramban's point seems to be that my willingness to give it back is not enough because it was b'toras gezel bo liyado. Good. Either way, though, again, I don't think the Ritva squares very well with the Ramban because the Ritva seems to be suggesting that if the Gazan is willing to give it back, that would be B'Shuso. Unless you say the Ritva means initially, that's in the very beginning, meaning right away, I don't know if that's Pshat in the Ritva. You can read the Ritva that way. No, therefore it's not called the Torah's Gezel Bo Liyado. He's right away willing to give it back. And a Pashup Pshat, the Ritva is saying at any point, but if he would be Tzayislan at any point, that would be exactly what the Baal HaMor is saying. So again, that's a separate issue. But the Ikar point I wanted to bring out is, again, that you have the Gesugya in Bava Metzia that establishes that you can have Eina B'Shuso in one of two ways. By Karka, where I can't be successful in getting it bedin. By Metaltrin, even if I would be successful. The Pashup Shat is to say that it's all one, ultimately one issue of Eina B'Shuso, just that you can get there two different ways, but it's one underlying issue. That my lack of koach, my lack of shrita. I think in the Ritva you have no choice but to learn that way. But the Ritva to emphasize the distinction of Gazlin because of the fact that he's lo tzayis, so that means that if he'd be tzayis, that would be fine. Then I have access. But the other idea, the pshat that the Rambam say, that the chidush, that there's a separate category in b'shuso. I have access, I have control, but there's an inner b'shuso because of kinyan exeil. And just keep this in mind also, the Oneg Yontif we saw yesterday, his whole mahalach, go back to that Oneg Yontif, he wants to build his idea that really inner b'shuso is always about the fact that there's this kinyan exeil. He wants to think that's all it is. That's really wild. You know, for him, that's the din of inner b'shuso. Not the klishus of the koach habaylin, but the fact of this kinyan exhale on the other. On the other. Again, also to keep this in mind, one more thing, just to keep, you know, in the back of your minds also, which is to be aware of the machokes, seemingly to the Rambam and the Ritva, by aveda, is aveda considered in a vishusa? There was no exhale. So the Rambam seems to say that's also in a vishusa. It's avod. It's, yeah, you don't have access to it. The Ritva, ironically, in Hamafkid says, the case here in the beginning of the first Mishnah in Hamafkid, that would be considered b'shusa. Is that a steer to what we're saying right now? That Aveda is considered b'shusa according to the Ritva? I don't have access. I don't have access to it. So again, does that mean that the inner b'shusa has to be because of the fact that there was exhale? No, I think the answer is that Ritva holds that the only type of lack of access that creates the problem is if it's yad acher. It's through yad acher. It's pashut, but I just want to emphasize it. In other words, just because you don't have access because you don't know where it is, that's not called inner b'shusa. So it's only because it had to do with some other intervention. It's under someone else's. It's in their possession, be it karka, be it metalkin. Karka is not gzeles, but lemais, it's tachas yad acher. Don't call it gzela, formal gzela. It's b'shusa demarkaimi. But somehow, in some way, there's some shaykhus of somebody else here. That's what creates the problem that I don't have the control, because it's yad acher, according to the Ritva. Again, as we understand the Ritva, but that's always what the problem is going to boil down to, the fact that I don't have the proper shlita here. But not that there's a new category that it could, that the very fact is kinyan exeil creates a problem of being magdish. Okay, Yitzchak.
I'm not sure if I understood when the Rebbe was trying to say before that Mohammed was loved off the same kind of kinyan exeil just because he still has the gneva.
I don't. Yeah. What I think in the Mohammed is just that I can't view it as a bikkudin just because he wants to give it back, because it came to him b'toras gzeila. So it's not pshat. Now I'm holding it for the bialim now. I'm willing to give it back, but it's still, I'm holding it as gezel until I give it back, or until Bezin says give it back. It's still in my possession, b'toras gezel. Just the fact that I'm intending to give it back, that doesn't change.
But that is the kinyan exeil. That's what's keeping it in his rishos.
No. Kinyan exeil means the fact that something was chal by virtue of the exeila, which has all kinds of halachos. Well, let's say there'll be a shinui now. Okay. After I declare my willingness to give it back, let's say there'll be a shinui, and now I decide to give back only damin, or basin. I'll ask basin, do I have to give back the chayfets now, or can I give back damin? Okay, after my declaration that I want to give it back, there'll be a shinui. Would I give the chayfets or give damin?
What
do you? Chayfetz, you think
why?
So?
Why would you?
No, Chorus.
It's no different than any.
Yeah, you're still a guy. Chorus, you're still a Gazan. I don't know. Would the Balamor disagree? Did it come mamish pikadon? But from the perspective of Eina B'shuso, I don't know. I don't know. It's interesting. I'd be interested in hearing what you think about it. What? From the perspective of Eina B'shuso. It's not called Eina B'shuso. But the Kinyan Gzela still exists. And that's why I could be called Eina B'shinui. But the Kinyan Gzela don't bother me, says the Baal Mor, because Kinyan Gzela is not itself a barrier to Babi Magdish. That doesn't create a new category in B'shuso. All Kinyan Gzela do are established that therefore I have diminished control because of your kinyan gzeila. But to the extent that the gazan himself is willing to give it back and forfeit his kinyan gzeila and comply with the halacha of hashavas gzeila, to that extent I don't have diminished control. I have control again. Just like by karkash yachal otsi b'dayanim, it's called b'shusa. So metaldrin, even yachal otsi b'dayanim, it's called ena b'shusa because of the kinyan gzeila. But once I have a willingness to cooperate, then it's no different than karka. Even though, is it mamish b'shusa demara? I don't know. Demara means mamish. Is it dikadon literally? That therefore there'll be no kinyan shinui. I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. Would the Baal Mar mean akidekach that the kinyan gzeila paka at this point? That it's mamish. You know, if it's mamish of pikadon literally, then something happens. If it's my chefetz and something happens to it, it's still my chefetz. It's nishtana. It's my mamon the same way as it was yom sichashiv ka'acher that it's not my mamon anymore because chashiv ka'acher. Something is sitting in my possession, and it's nishtana. It's the same. It's still my mamon. It's the same way it was a moment before. It's not chashiv ka'acher that I don't have my mamon this year, but in the context of a gazlin, that's the din that the chiyav hashava changes, and I only have to give damim, not be'en. So I want to know. I didn't see anyone discuss it directly, but I'm stumped. It should be discussed. What would you say, according to the Baal Mor? Does he mean the kinyan gzeila disappeared now, and therefore that's literally like a pikada now, and the Baalim keeps it afterwards? Even in the be'en state, even after Shinui. Or the Baal Mor just means from the perspective of the chesaron of Eina B'shusa, once the gazlan has shown that he wants to give it back, so there's no longer a problem of Eina B'shusa, just like, for example, karka, that's B'shus Acher, that be'etzem it's B'shusa Demara, but somehow it's in Yachol Tzib Dayanim, that's the problem. If Yachol Tzib Dayanim, it's not a problem. So from that perspective, you could say the same thing by Metaltelin. That once it's Yachal Otsi B'dayanin, and he's willing to come in and cooperate, so Kinyan Gzeila might still be here, but that alone doesn't create the problem. It's only based on the Kinyan Gzeila that I have less control than before, but now I have fuller control. I don't know, it's interesting to consider. But then, coming back to the Ramban, what does the Ramban say in response to the Baal Mor? So Rabbi Chanan assumes, and others, that the Ramban is saying that there's a new idea of Eina B'shusa, and that is the Kinyan Gzeila themselves. But again, it's not a stira from the fact that there can be a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ritva Baraveda. Again, the Ritva could hold it's all one din, that I have lack of control, but it's only in the context of where someone else took it in some way. Not stam that it got lost to me. That's still called, it's in a sense, tachas tritasi, and the Rambam says otherwise. But that's called, and it's certainly a case of Eina B'shusa. Again, we'll have to see more as we go along about Eina B'shusa. But this is, I think, on one level, a little bit of the raid that you have on it. And again, it comes right out of the Ritva, because the Ritva seemingly makes this distinction by Gzela based on the fact that Gazan Gotza is Dina. There was also, a remind everybody, there was a Lashon in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz that related a little to this. The Rabbeinu Peretz that we saw in the case of Ahmad Bedin, Rabbeinu Peretz said that it's not Mamash of Pikadon because he doesn't want to return it. He doesn't want to return it. But if he want to return it, so that makes it like a pikadon. What happens there? The kinyan gzeila were terminated. Again, an interesting thing to ponder. After Tzei Tenlo. So what would happen if a shinui happened after that? I'm thinking aloud. I mean, what would you say in a case like that? Tzei Tenlo, and then something would happen to the gzeila. It's interesting to me that question. I don't know the answer. Oh, what is it? Was it wasn't Moda? It wasn't Moda, yeah. But if you'd be Moda and doesn't want to give it back, then it'll be a good. Even if he's Lotzai Sina. Yeah. That's a Tzeitenla. That's a Tzeitenla. He's assuming. Yeah. You see, you have that also in the Ravid. The Ravid says that the issue of Tzeitenlo is Sikolei Milsa, whether the Gazlan thinks that he has a chance to keep it or not. the Gaza in his mind knows that he's not going to be able to hold on to it. So the Rabbit's Lashon also is what? That what does it become like? It Pekadim. So again, what does that say about the issue of Eina B'Shusa? Pekadim, I have a right to do what I want with it, to Magdish it. So what would be after Tzei Tenlo? If it's Mamash Pekadim, then you should say that the Bailim can be Magdish it even according to the Rabbi Yochanan, not according to the Tznuin. If you say it's Mamash Pekadim, then you don't need any more need Tznuin. But then you go back to our Sugya, and the Gemara says that the case of the Mishnah is like Tznuin. Rish Lakish says it goes like Tznuin. And the Gemara says the case of the Mishnah is what? That before the Hekdash of Tzei Tenlo, how do you put those two things together? You shouldn't need Tznuin anymore.
It's this kid becoming, hasn't
it? Okay, so then you're saying, and maybe the rabbit is Rav Dafka, Pekadim Mamash. Not ad kedei kach that it has no problem being a b'shuso. You need to come out to tznu in here. So obviously the pekadim there is less. But you see there, it's not exactly the case of the Baal Mor where he's saying I'm going to give it back. It's that in his mind he knows that he doesn't have any hope. So that's kipikadim. The Baal Mor says that I'm saying, I'm telling you I'm going to give it back to you. So it's more. But again, did the Baal Mor mean that it's kipikadim mamish? And there's no din of Shinui either. The Baal Mor was talking about one issue. The Baal Mor's issue was that once I say I'm willing to give it to you, you can be Magdish. So did that mean that Kinyanic Zela disappears? Well, that's my suffix. That's what I want to know.
You say they stay, but he's not mocking, the Gazan has them still, so they shouldn't even be caught. If the
Baal's Magdish
is, okay, you can be
Magdish.
It's there, but it's not there. I mean,
like,
who wants to do
this? The Baalim has the right to use it. It's not a problem, but
in a Rishusso. But if Shina comes in, then...
So there'll be a Shino. If there's still Kinyanik Zela here, so there should still be the implications of Kinyanik Zela for Shina. And it's still hard to... Even that's a Chiddush, too, though. The Baalim can Magdish it, and if there'll be a Shino, I can give you done, and that's okay. It's still so hard.
Here.
The Basin wanted to give it back.
He can give back
the new chayfets too. But let's say he decides a minute later, you know, listen, once the basin is already here, so he says, look, I'm prepared to give it back, but now there was a shinui. Can I give dam instead? And the Basin says, no, I want the changed object. I want the object that was nishtan. That's what I want. So what are you saying?
He
should be calling the Shinui or not be
calling? Allowing the Baal to be Magdish, so his Das can say, no, I want the Shinui to be calling and I want the Kinyan Gezel to stay. Why would the Kinyan Gezel just totally go away when he just changes that?
Again, I hear. And again, it's very important to be aware of this issue. Again, and the Ramban's response to the Baal was also important because Ramban, again, did not use the words Kinyan Gezel. The Ramban used the words that it's in B'Torah's Gezel Boliyadah. Maybe we'll have to come back and try to maybe clarify more carefully maybe what these sheep Rishonim are holding. More fleshed out. Meanwhile, this is like a haschala. Let's begin to see Vayter Tosfos. Let's resume what Tosfos brings in now from the case of Shviz. Mio perak u of hagazel. Mashma sheyochel adam uchalel demei peros Shviz shel chavero. Shalom Midaito. So again, Tosfos is bringing all kinds of cases of Chilul and looking at all as one category. Chilul is Chilul Hegdish. Tosfos said that's different. Okay, Chilul Maisa Sheni, Chilul Ken Revai. And now he has Chilul of Demei Peiros Shviz. And again, we're assuming until now that there's a Bamba Eina B'Shusa by Chilul, Tosfos, but I see you can do Chilul and Eina Shalom. So Hegdish, Tosfos said, was different. The Gemara in Kedushin was different because it can go like Tznuin. It was really not considered in the Shalom, fine. But now we have another Gemara in Sukkah Lamites. And that is Mashma, the Yochalot Machal, Demei Peiros Shviyas Shalcha Vero Shalom Edaita. This Sanya. Ein Mosfin Demei Peiros Shviyas La'am Ha'aretz Yosem Imazam Shalom Sudos. What happens? You're not allowed to give over the money that you redeem Peiros Shviyas with, which now has its own Kedusha Shviyas. The peros always remain Kedusha Shviyas. That's the din. But the damim, let's say used the peros in a transaction, the dam also take on the Kedusha of the peros Shviyas, which means that You're limited in what you can spend it for, and it's achla v'olis chora, and you can't use it for next year. You have to purchase things that you're going to use this year during the Shvius, and only certain types of uses, not any use. If you want to redeem this money on something else, you can do that, and then this money will become free to use for whatever, but then the other damim, or peros, whatever, would take on the kedusha. The original peros always remain with the kedusha, but then whatever those peros with toface, the kedusha can be redeemed and have that kedusha lifted. So now we have a situation of demei peros shvius, and you're not allowed to give that money to an am haaretz more than the amount of three meals, because three meals is what a person would eat, let's say, on a Shabbos. So you know that the money is going to go to the here and now. And even though during the week he doesn't normally eat three meals, but once they amatir three meals for Shabbos, Rashi says they amatir three meals even for the weekday. But the assumption is that that's the amount that will go for the here and now, and therefore there's no danger that he'll use it for a forbidden use. So that you're not allowed to give, that was the issue that the Brisa tells us. You're not allowed to give over that money more than the certain amount of Muslim shows to this. V'imasa. Let's say you did so. And now there's a concern that the extra money can be used for all kinds of non-Shvius sanctioned use. Omer, the Lokeach shall say, Harei Ma'os Halalu, this money that is Biyad Ha'am Ha'aretz, Mechugalan al Peros Sheyesh Li B'toch Beisi, shall be Mechulal on the fruit in my house, Ubava Ochan B'toros Shvius. So that means that you can take the Kedusha of the Dmei Peros Shvius, which is belonging now to the Am Haaretz, and be machal that onto peros in my house. So how does it work? You see, I can machal on something that's not in my, that's not even by me. That's not shali. It's in a shalo. So again, what's the thrust of Tosis Kasha? All these kashas seem to indicate so chilul works even on davar she'eino shelo. So what are you bringing me a problem to know about Bishu? So I can even machal davar she'eino shelo. So hegdish, you can be doche. Hegdish is because that's different. As we said, because even the Bailam is not shelo, but we want to say Maisa Sheni and Kerem Bai, you still have the need that it has to be the Bailam, however pshat, whatever pshat we learned. But and the case in Kedushin, you could say it doesn't belong to the mocher, so it's not really an Eino Shelo. But here you have a case of Eino Shelo. So you see it's all wrong. You can machal anything that's not Shelo. The Shelo Mar, no. You don't have the problem. The Afkinu Rabbana Merishus Am Ha'aretz Kidei Shelo Yehei Nichshal V'ukminu Birishus Zeh Sheyachol L'chalel Dehefke Beis Din Hefke. What is Tosus answer? That there's a Koach of Hefke Beis Din Hefke. And therefore, in order that the Amar should not be nichshal with the Dmei Peros Shvius, they consider this money to be Bishus of the okay, of the one who gave the money initially to the Am Haaretz for purposes that he can be Mechalel, in order to prevent the Am Haaretz from being nichshal. That's based in Hefke. So a number of issues here, Pshat, just to understand here. What does Tosus say? There's a koch of Hefker based in Hefker. What does Tosus say happens with Hefker based in Hefker? They took it out of the Rishus of the Am Haaretz and they put it in the Rishus of this guy. So the first thing is you notice Hefker based in Hefker can do not only to be mafkir, but to actually give it over to the Rishus of the other. That's a big tumult, and Rishon and Maria are arguing about this, and Achronim tumult about this. This makor of Hefker is Gemara in Gittin, Lamed Tes, Amid Beis. Some want to say that there's two psukim the Gemara quotes for Hefker Beis and Hefker, and depending on which pasuk you use, which drasha you use, it would either mean that you could only, Chacham can only be mafkir, maminis, yacharam kol rechusho, or the other drasha fits better with assuming that you can actually give over bailus to someone else. Rishonim already argue with it. Rashba and Gittin has one way, the Rabbeinu Yonah Baba Basra has a different, he holds that he can't make it his, it can only be mafkir, Ksos, Nesivis, Avni Miluyim. There's a lot of raid on this question. So they bring a raya, the Mitzvah Chinuch, I think, brings this raya from our Tosfos, Mitzvah Yud Aleph, by Yimotze, that from this Tosfos you see a Tosfos holds that Hefker based in Hefker can even do what? Even make it in the reshus of the other party. That's what Tosfos says. Ukminu b'reshus zeh sheyachol chal. But the question is, so good, so Tosfos holds you could do that. Hefker Rebbe could even do that. But the question is, why do they need to do that? What would have been wrong if all they did was be mafkir the money, that it's not b'reshus of the Amah Aretz? So that already should be allowed this person to be mechalel. So was that a kasha? Let's see. What should this depend on? How we learned the earlier part of Tosfos that we had discussed yesterday. What did Tosfos say when it comes to chilul ma'aseh sheni, ken revai, that there you need a bailim? Why, says Tosfos? Because the bailim are koyim l'ochel b'Yerushalayim. So what did Tosfos mean? So Rav Shimon learned pshat that Tosfos meant that since the bailim has a schus l'ochel b'Yerushalayim, that means he has a din bailim based on that. And there's a din bailim when it comes to chilul. The exception is chilul hekdesh. There, because even the bailim is no longer a bailim, and the Torah still says you can be mechalel, you can be podeh. So that's a special halacha that the new paradigm, the chilul hekdesh, doesn't need bailim. But any other type of asiyah, any other type of chilul, requires bailim. And therefore, you can't be mechal davar shel hefker either, by ma'aseh sheni, revai. And therefore, the answer is obvious. How come they needed here to do more than just be mafkir? The may pair of spheres of the ma'ama arts, because that wouldn't be enough. It has to be mine. I have to mechal that which is mine. That works. But the other way that we learned yesterday was the only yantif. And Chaim was, not in the round, not in Tosfos, but Chaim said in general, that the yisod of chilul by ma'aseh sheni revai is not that you need bayim for the asiyah to be chal. It's just that the bayim has to do it because the bayim can ma'akev on someone else doing it. The way that Onel Yontif put it, because of his chus l'ochel b'Yerushalayim, so he wants it to stay in the state that it's not mechulal. He doesn't want to become Nischalel. He wants it to remain. So therefore, he can stop someone else from doing chilul. But you don't need a koch abayim be'etzem to do chilul. And therefore, he says explicitly, if I have something so hefker, it's not mine, it's hefker, I can also do chilul. You don't need a koch abayim. So according to that, now a question returns. So why can't Tosfos simply say that the hefker based on hefker would have just meant to be mafkir the Mei Peres Shvius, that it's not belong to Amaritz anymore. Good. So Tosfos holds that Hefker Beis Nefer can even do more, as the Achronim Amidai from Tosfos, that they can actually put in. But why do you need that? Why did Tosfos need it for? Why wouldn't it have been sufficient to simply said Hefker Beis Nefer to do phase one, just to be Mafkir? So I don't know if it's such a kasha. Why not? What did they do? Did they really say that doesn't belong to the Amah Aretz, period? What did they do here in Hefker Beis Nefer? They took away Bailus completely from the Amah Aretz. Who owns this money? Amah Aretz owns it. What Tosfos says is that they created the Bailus on the other person's part, b'nogei achilo, sheyachol l'chalel. In other words, they gave it over to the... They viewed the dumb mess to be b'reshus of the other one, sheyachol l'chalel. For one thing, they created that it should be mamonis of the other guy who gave over to the Amah Aretz the money. But for every other inyan, it remains the money of the Amah Aretz. This is not an all-or-nothing type of hefker based in hefker. It's a selective hefker based in hefker. So if that's the case, you couldn't have simply said that they're mafkirit. What are you going to say? They were mafkirit for what? For purposes of chilul, they considered to be hefker. Yeah, but then it wouldn't help, because I still couldn't be machalit. Because what's the yisod of the oneg yontif? I can't, and Rav Chaim, I can't be machalel something that has a bailin. So it has a bailin. The chum didn't take away the bailus of the Amah Aretz. All they did was they wanted to allow this other guy to do chilul. So the only way they're going to be able to do that is if they give him a shem bailim on the money for the inyan of chilul. So for one halacha, it's considered my money. For the halacha of chilul. That's the hefker based in hefker. So to do that, the only thing they could do is to make it mine for chilul. To make it hefker wouldn't be enough, because to make it hefker, would only work if it's Hefker completely and it's not no longer Mamad of that Ma'aretz. I don't know, sir. What are you saying? If it's Hefker for this, then it's still, then it should be allowed to do it. But if Safko Saf, there's a virus here of the Ma'aretz for everything else, so maybe it's not Shaykh such a thing. You can't do that. Because then that virus is still going to be Ma'akib on doing the Chilu. So there's no way you can get around it. No, because if I'm the Byron, then for sure, no. Because if for Chilu I'm the Byron, then you can't, if I'm a Byron, you can't be Ma'akib on me. If I'm the Byron too, for Chilu. Being a Byron, you're not going to be able to stop me because I'm the Byron for Chilu. There's a Nafkamina. If I'm the Bailam for Chilul, then you being a Bailam and everything else can not give me as a Bailam to do Chilul. Because if they made me, based on Hefker, made me Bailam to do Chilul, then not what's going to stop me. So that's what Tosus needs. That's what Tosus needs to make it mine for Chilul. Because now it's mine. For Chilul, it's mine. I'm the Bailam. But to just say that it's Hefker, because it's not ultimately Hefker in every respect, so you haven't achieved anything. Okay, that's my I'm thinking maybe that could be the answer. Again, if you're holding a Shimon, then there's no problem. Then the Tosus before already was saying that you need a Koach HaBayim to do Chilul. So then there's no choice but to simply make it mine. You can make it Hefker. I couldn't do on Hefker either. But if you assume that I could do Chilul on Davar Shel Hefker, so why couldn't Tosus say that? That would be easier to make Hefker, and Hefker on all the way there. To make it his, just make it Hefker. Territory, because ideally, they didn't take away the mumminess completely. They only said, Sheyachal Echalel. Sheyachal Echalel, then it's really still the mumminess of the Amma Arts. So therefore, you can't just make it Hefker, because being the Bailam will still stop me. Because if it's Davashel Hefker for Chilul, but it's still he's still the Bailam here, in every other respect, then that alone should stop me. I hear a little bit what you're asking. How could his bios and everything else stop Chilul if for Chilul it's considered Hefker? That's what you're asking. Okay, so think about it. I hear the other way too. No, Safko Saf, there is a bios here. So it's got to be the bios that does it. You can't just make it Hefker for Chilul. You can make it mine for Chilul. That's what Tosus is saying. Yeah.
What exactly is going on? Is Afkino coming first and then the Weber is going to be Mechalid, or is it at the time that there's Chilul, then there's
Afkino? No. You don't have to make one. You don't have to make it. You don't have to make it first or second. The Chachamim want you to be able to do Chilul Shiloyikashal Ma'aretz. So therefore, they said that for purposes of Chilul, this money belongs to the other one, not to the Ma'aretz.
So the money's not here.
So now you can come out, now you can capitalize on that. Because the money is considered, the Chachamim said, if you gave money of Peiros Tzvias to Ma'aretz, the money for purposes of Chilul still belongs to you. And therefore, you can do Chilul on it. That's what Tosus says.
But the money's not there, though. It's just the shame Shriyas.
The fact that the money has certain dinim of Kedusha, but there's still Bailos of Choshe Mishpat on the money. There's restrictions what I can use it for, what I can spend it for. Sure. But the money has Bailos. The answer is, the Bailos belongs to Am Ha'aretz. But for one issue, there's Bailos that I have in this money. For one issue, in order to be mechalel this money onto peros, which would take away the kedusha and therefore spear the Am Ha'aretz doing an avera, the chacham said it's my bailus, and therefore I can do the chilul. For chilul, I can consider to be mine. That's what Tosus says. Hefker based on hefker, they can do. They can therefore they can split mamonis. They can say for this halacha, for these halachos, it's your money, but for chilul, it's your money. What I'm saying is a bit of a chidush. I'm saying, why do Tosus need to go that far? Why couldn't Tosus make it Hefker? Because after all, since it's selective bailus, it's not totally taken away. Selective bailus. So the fact that it still remains his money for other things, that would be the ma'akiv on the chilul if it were Hefker. Therefore, they had to make it marked for chilul. So it's a bit of a chap, but I don't know that it's wrong. It's something you can go back and forth on. But it's something to sleep on a little bit, if you can say such a terrace. Oh, that's maybe what you could say for that. But there's another question we have to deal with now. It's a more basic question. Cheshbon here. Still work out the Cheshbon. We've taken care, therefore, of what problem? That how can I mechal if eino shelo? The answer is it is shelo. Afkinu rabbanu. But what problem do we still have to address? How can I be mechal, Elliot? What about the fact that it's what? It's eino b'shuso. How's Ban taking care of that? No. So what's the answer? How can it say in the Brice over there that I can mechalel the money that's birshus am haaretz? What are you going to say? The rabbanon were mafkir hefker beis and hefker to make it to be mine for purposes of chilul. Good, they could do that, but the ein b'shusi is still here. It's still a ma'aseh. It's ein b'shusi. So the answer is what Tosis says before by kedushin. In other words, Tosis doesn't need to spell it out again. Tosis means that the brisa will be explained according to Shita Sun. That's what we want to say. Tosis said it before. Tosis doesn't say it here. Why not? I don't know. Tosis doesn't need to repeat himself. It goes like Tznuim, Ein HaBishusa. That's how you learned it on both sides. That's how you learned it. I don't know if you need to do it to learn it this way. That's the question is if that is Pshat and Tosfos. So there's a... Go ahead, yes.
Can we say Hefker based on Hefker? Is that Daf for Hefker? Or we can apply that to different halachos about what Rabbanan say?
No, the Chachamim, if the Chachamim create Bailus based on Hefker based on Hefker, then whatever dinim flow from that Bailus, flow from it. If I need Bailus in order to do Chilo, the Chachamim gave me the Bailus for Chilo. Now it's mine. And anything that has a prerequisite, any din has a prerequisite that it be mine, mamlon, Hefker based on Hefker can accomplish that. My question here is, but if it's in a b'shusso, it's still in a b'shusso. How can the Hefker beis nefker take care of that? So you're going to say it goes like Tznuim. Now, it's interesting. Tosus and Sukkah also comments on this case of the Chilu. And the first thing Tosus says, Ma'os halalu mechulalin al peres yesh li b'beisi. So Tosus comments, Pluktehi b'shmaita d'tznuim b'meruba. It's machokes in our sugya. Gabi Kerem, Yochel Chal Mashab Yad Chavero. Umanda Osar Kosha Mamokan. What about one who holds it? You can't do it. So Tosus begins by commenting and saying that this chilul it's a machokas whether you can do such a chilul. If you hold it, it's new and you could do it. But what about the one who says you can't? Yeshlom Adacha Knasa Bi Almahu. It's not really just a knas. It's not really a real chilul. Because if you can't do it, in a b'shusa. And Tosus basically said that as a second teretz in the earlier case of Kedushin. Tosus says it over here with regard to the chil of the Mei Peres trees. But the Shaul is, what does Tosus mean? Pluktihi, the Lashon Tos, pluktihi b'shmaita d'tznuin gabikem yochol chal masha b'yad chavero. So what's the issue in our sugya? If you can do chil on what? Davar she'eino what? Davar she'eino b'shusam. So Tosus is saying pluktihi. So if you hold like the man davar, you can machal davar she'eino b'shusam, so everything is fine. But what about the other man to Omar? The answer is Knas. Everything is fine, but what about the more fundamental issue? What is the issue that our Tosus raised? Hakin Machal, it's Dabar She'eino Shelo. Tosus totally ignores that issue. So how do you piece together the Tosus here and the Tosus in Sukkah? Tosus just relates to Ein HaBishus, so Tosus it goes like Tznuin and everything is fine. Yochanan Knas. So what maybe we could suggest is that the two Tosus in one maybe is mashkim the other. In other words, Tosus understood that for Eino Shelo, we could take care of that problem. How? Hefker based in Hefker. That's what we have in our Tosus. But the problem is still of Eino B'shusa. So Tosus says, yep, Puktihi b'meruba. In other words, he can go out to Tznuin. Oh, but what about if we wanted to go like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Tznuin? The Uman de Osa Koshes Tos gives another answer. And that is Knasa Bialm. So which would mean that what? That our Tosfos would assume that it goes like Tznuin. And Tosus didn't bother bringing the answer of Knasa Bialm. That's what you wanted to suggest before. And Tosus here wanted to maybe even go according to Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Tosus choose to mention the possibility of Knas here? He mentioned it before as a second teretz in Kedushin. The Rosh Hashanah is more of the question. He doesn't know. Why didn't Tosus in Bava Kamma mention the answer of Knas? But really, Tosus in Sukkah is already building on what he says over here. But the truth is, if you say Knas of the Alma, then you really don't have to even say the teretz. In other words, the first part of Tosus that is going according to Tznuin, that could be building on our Tosus, right? And that could be what Tosus means here as well. It goes like Tznuin. But once Tosus says, what about the other problem in a B'shusso? So Tosis says, Nasa Bi'alma, that would already take care of Enes Shelo also, which is what Tosis used it for in the earlier part of Tosis, where Tosis gives a second teretz before, by the case of the Mocher and Kedushin. Tosis one teretz that really it's a gzela, and really it's not his, and it goes like Tznuin. Inamik Nasa Bi'alma, in other words, and it really does belong to him, and I can machalel, because it's not a real chilul. So once Tosis gives the teretz of Knasa Bi'alma, you're really taking care of the earlier problem too. What would be the benefit of saying that teretz over our teretz? I say Knasa Bi'alma in response to the question of Eina Shelo rather than our teretz. What would be the fringe benefit of that? That you could assume that Hefker Beis and Hefker is limited to what? To Hefker. Right? You could say that. And therefore, maybe Tosis didn't want to say the teretz here because he didn't want to say you can make it the other person. That's what the Aruch HaNer says in Sukkah. So Tosis uses the teretz of Knasa. Why Tosis here doesn't say Knasa, it's not clear. That's what the Rosh Hashanah is asking. But let's go back to the basic question I asked. So what are you going to answer here? That the Chachamim made it his mamon, Hefka based in Hefka. So that takes care of Eina Shelo, but Eina B'Shuso. So we have on the table one answer. It goes like this, Nuit. Maybe we'll say another possible teretz. Maybe Tosis will. What would be if this Amma Oretz would be told, give it back, because he might not use it for the right thing? Would he be willing or not willing? I don't know. What's the case? Would this Amma Oretz be willing to give it up or not? So maybe yes. Maybe, I don't know, maybe just doesn't know. He's oblivious, he's innocent. So if you say Tosis agrees with the Ritva, that if the person came liyada b'tos, and he'd be willing to give it up, it's called b'shuso, like a pikadon. The only reason Tosis didn't give the Ritva's teretz before, and Tosis assumed it goes like tznuin, is because Tosis learns the Gemara in Kedushin, that barach means he's gone, he doesn't want to comply. But really, some sophist says, but if you want to comply, the Ritva is correct. So then you could maybe say the following. Tosis doesn't mean over here that it goes like Tznuin. Maybe Tosis could go at the Ritva, and the Amaris would comply. Maybe that's a possibility. But the truth is, it goes even further. Maybe neither of these ideas are necessary, because, again, we have to know how to learn pshat in this Tosis. But later on in the Sugya, on some of the seven days, we will see that the Tosis have Amina. Tosis seems to say there, learning pshat in the Gemara, that Hefker based in Hefker, the Gemara suggests that you can explain the din of Tznuin based in Hefker, which therefore means, and here they made a Takana, here they didn't make a Takana, it has to do with Rav Dos's case and Tznuin's case, those who, I don't know if you saw the Sugya or not, but what comes out of the Tosis Pshat in the Gemara is that Hefker based in Hefker can compensate not just for Eina Shelo, but also for Eina B'Shus. That's how it emerges in Tosis later on Samach Tesla Beis. So again, to return to our question, so we said, so Hefka Beis and Hefka, what takes, has that effect in a B'Shuso? So you want to say because it goes like Tznuin, or it goes like the Ritva. No. Hefka Beis and Hefka takes care of Eina B'Shuso. The Rav Oser, let's understand, how could that be? How could Hefka Beis and Hefka take care of Eina B'Shuso? So this comes back to the issue that we were discussing before. What is Eina B'Shuso? What is Eina B'Shuso? What's the problem of Eina B'Shuso? Is Eina B'Shuso a problem that has to do with the issue of lack of koach, lack of control, lack of shlita sabaylin? And any way you look at it, that's what it boils down to. Or does Eina B'Shuso have another manifestation? If Eina B'Shuso is that there's kinyanei gzela, and that's what creates the barrier to be magdish. Maybe in case of Yochel Tzibet Dayanim, it's not code, I don't have control. I have control. Nevertheless, it's Kinyan Gzeilah. So, if Hefker Beis and Hefker, right, if all I have to deal with is Kinyan Gzeilah, Hefker Beis and Hefker can take away Kinyan Gzeilah. It takes away the koach that the other one has, makes it Hefker, gives it to me, so it's gone. There's no problem left of Eina B'Shuso. If the only issue I have to deal with Eina B'Shuso is the second halacha, that the other one has a koach here and kinyanim here, so Hefker Beis and Hefker is fine to take it in Eina B'Shuso. The question will be, if Eina B'Shuso has to do with my lack of shlita. I can't access it. So then what is Hefker Beis Nefer going to change that? Shalom I have anyway. So give me shalom. But Ein B'Shusa is another issue. I don't have shlita. I don't have control. So how did, so if the Ein B'Shusa would be read in terms of the other one's kinyanim, then I understand better. This is, I think, Rabbi Chanan makes this diuk. It's an Os Yud in Bava Kama. He says, Kasha the Besuga the Tznuin Mevuar the Shayach Hefka Beis and Hefka Gam Le'in Ena Bishusa. This has to do with the Tosus on Samach Tesam Beis that I just referred you to. The Mishum Takonas Aniyim, that's the Gemara Samach Tesam Beis, Ukma Rabban Bishusek Deshuchal Lahafkir Ulechal Le'al Mashabiyat Halokten. That for Takonas Aniyim, the Chacham might say, I can remove the problem of Bishusa by creating Hefka Beis and Hefka. That's Pshat in the Gemara according to Tosus. Again, and that would be Pshat and Tosus here as well. You don't have to say that it goes like Tznuin. You could say that Hefka Beis takes care of Ein B'Shusa. Says Rabbi Chanan, how does it work? Ubis lama inema dahad de lohavi B'Shusa umishim kinyani ha-gazlen. Shapir yeshulomar difkil chacham me-ha-gazlen es ha-gzela. Umimela havi B'Shusa. Because the whole problem is because kinyani agazlin. Avu inema shadavat tolid meshe bepoel eno yachol lishkot al nechasav mipnei siruvo shal agazlin matoil bazevka bezdin hefke vitzach ilun. So that leaves us back hanging. But how can the Gemara say later on? How can, according to Tosef Pshat in the Gemara, which I think ultimately is Pshat Tosef here as well, the hefke bezdin hefke does take away the problem of Ein B'Shusa. So bishlam Ein B'Shusa, the problem has to do with the kinyanim of the other one. So then I understand how you can use Hefka Beis to take care of that. But if Hefka Beis, if the problem of B'Shusa has to do with my lack of accessing the mama, so how does Hefka Beis and Hefka take care of that problem? My mama, fine. But what about Ein B'Shusa? But that, again, in terms of our Tosus, we could simply go your route and say Tosus means it goes like Tznuin. And that's what Tosus and Sukkah might be saying. But again, when we get to the Tosus Samach Tesam Beis, we will see there that Tosus seems to hold that Hefker Beis and Hefker can operate to get rid of the problem of Ein B'Shusa. So that needs to be understood. Especially if you assume Ein B'Shusa is an issue of lack of shmita. So we're going to have to figure out a way that even if that's the Pshat of Ein B'Shusa, we don't want to tie Tosus down to the other Mahala, to the other Pshat of Ein B'Shusa, which is Bachal Chidush. So I have to see exactly more about Ein B'Shusa, why in fact Hefker Beis Nefer can in fact operate for that. And again, that will ultimately be the Pshat in our Tosus as well. Okay.